It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
JP.
Hey, JP.
Welcome back to the show. JP from the Junkies is here. JP, say hello. You've been doing the stuff a truck thing, right?
Did you organize it?
I did stuff a truck.
Were you organizing the truck while you were stuffing
you
it?
Organized
did you
it.
Wash
it?
I actually
the truck?
Didn't go in the truck, but it's a good deal. I actually bought some Raisin Bran, a very eclectic.
Eclectic
group of items I bought.
Very good.
Raisin Bran, toothpaste, soup, and pretzels.
Stuff the truck
Why
is going
you buy
on.
That?
In a dildo.
Because
that's what you stuffed the truck with.
That's the whole deal.
Sounds like he bought like 10 Benadryl and took them.
Stuff the truck is going on today till 11 o'clock tonight. It's at the Giant Food and Greenbrier Shopping Center in Fairfax. Bring by non-perishable food items that will be donated to the Capital Area Food Bank.
Lamb crepes.
A big thanks to all our partners.
Lamb croissants.
WTTG.
Do they have Brie?
They have Brie, WTTG, Fox 5, the Home Depot, Papa John's, WDCA, My 20, Starbucks, the Twirl Factory.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
You know.
I have no idea.
Twirl Factory?
The Twirl Factory.
ShopErotic.com.
And Chantilly High School. We're back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to have our first news coming back momentarily. Uh-huh. And the Bo Schembechler interview is just about to happen.
Oh, thank God.
Bo, let's get you over by Chad.
Yes.
Over
there.
Put over here, Bo.
It's brilliant.
Maybe put your hand on his shoulder.
People want to make sure that Lurchy is still, let me see, one of the textures writes, is Lurch asleep? No, we introduced Lurch.
I'm
Lurch
close.
Was talking. How are you feeling, Lurchy?
I've hit the wall.
You've hit the wall?
Absolutely.
What do you think will get you out of the wall state that you're in?
Miller Lite.
Get Lurch a Miller Lite, please.
Blue shorts.
Blue shorts right now.
Son of a bitch.
I would love one as well if you don't mind.
Please get Mr. Santana, who probably needs more than one. He's had himself a day.
I don't mean to poke the bear, but did I hear I had to take a nap because I hit the wall.
Here we go.
I hit the wall.
Go ahead, poke away.
Did I hear that Oscar is not leaving in 20 minutes because you're crazy?
He got guilted.
You're crazy.
I'm a team player.
Because the word on the street is somebody was being a dick. And it's not you.
We hash it.
Look at the mirror. I will look at you.
No, look in the mirror, dick.
I don't have a mirror.
Uh-oh,
yeah, well, how about lose your job a couple times, a-hole, and then see what happens.
Here
I think you heard me.
What?
I think you heard me, dickhead. You were sleeping the whole day.
Yes.
You want to get started with me?
What's your problem with that?
You took a six-hour nap.
I took a six-hour nap. That's funny. 6 hours.
GP, you can kiss my ass.
I'm just saying.
Welcome to our dysfunctional family Friday.
You come in here after you've been sleeping, and you start S? What's your deal?
Yeah.
What have I done for you, dickhead?
Yeah, nothing.
Well, then shut your mouth.
I said I'm going to poke the bear.
Shut
I got
mouth.
His back from what I heard.
Shut your
I would
mouth.
Leave if I was you. I would leave. You had plans.
How about this? Leave. That would be great if you left.
I got no problem with that.
Then get the hell out of here. Because you suck.
Why don't you guys relax? At the end of the day,
none of your business. First of all,
it came down to my choice.
It's kind of a sore subject. So you're coming
tonight on
of course, because he's completely out of touch because he hasn't been here
tonight on Animal Planet. We're going to see what happens when a bear gets poked. I think we just found out exactly what happens when a bear gets poked.
I think we can all blame Cakes though. He's the root of the problem.
He didn't do anything this time.
Let me listen now because I have to now, and because I'm going to do this. This is my segment of the day, and I have to let our listeners. I don't. Want, you know, hey, look, I'm not telling anybody what to do. What I am going to say is to recap. We had a little moment here. We all committed. Right. Every one of the shows committed to being here for 13 hours. During the midday, when we were talking about it, it came up that Oscar, part of the Oscar, the Big O and Duke show, was going to be leaving at 4 o'clock for a trip to Arizona. I kind of reacted to it. Then Chad reacted to it.
You were tweaking him. To be honest with you, you were tweaking him.
I was not tweaking Eric as much as I was probably telling him how I really did feel. I actually did kind of feel.
I did really kind of feel that.
But I was instigating.
But you were still playing.
I certainly was not pleased with what happened. I didn't want to see that happen between the two guys. But, you know, in the hallway, I said, I kind of, and I'll tell Oscar to his face. Oscar knows I love him. I told your boy Chad there. I said, right on. Absolutely. I totally agree. We all committed. Nobody's doing cartwheels for coming in here and doing 13 hours. And nobody wanted to do it. And nobody was, you know, super jacked up. I think we're all enjoying it. But the fact is, it's something to, you know, it's a labor to come in and do this. So that's what happened. And then you guys got into a little bit. And then I think you made the call on your own that you were going to blow it off and you were going to stick it out for the entire. Because it's kind
your
of
boy's a dick.
I actually want to do a longer
show. It's kind of a principle
thing. I'm smiling, a-hole.
And now here's CK that he's our.
I didn't hear you attack Buzz this morning.
I just told you not to bring it up again.
I know, but I wanted to.
You're so dead to me.
So stupid.
I swear to God, don't even effing talk to me again. You're such a dick, and everybody around here thinks you're a dick, and I'm telling you, you're a dick. So don't talk to me anymore in the effing hallway.
I got his back. Let me just say
this. That's great. Way to go out on a limb, douche.
If you really want to see what happened.
You don't even know what happened, you dumb effer.
Will you please?
This is what I know that he was going to leave before I woke up, and all of a sudden he's going to eat $600.
So you woke up. That's the key to that story. You woke up after all of us were in here working.
Let me say this. If you really want to know what happens in the 18 markets that are out there, I would go to WJFK.com, click on the Big O and Dukes podcast, which is titled probably Fight, and then you can check it out yourself. But let me be very clear here. While it may seem I was peer pressured into it, Chad and I have been working together for 6 years. Six long years. There have been ups and downs, ups and downs. But overall, we are a team. And if I choose to stay or he chooses to stay, regardless if you flip-flop it, it's our own choice. And the reality behind it is, yes, I had a trip planned for a couple months now, about a month ago, and I got the okay to go, and then I realized that when I was here, that this is truly something special for the station. And after, yes, a little browbeating, you know, that came along with it, I made my own choice to stay. Now, was it taken too far as far as I'm not a team player and I don't want to work hard to be at the station? I think so, but we hash it out. Sometimes you have fights. Sometimes you have fights in a relationship, and you work it out.
Why do you want to kill the awkwardness?
Because it's not worth it anymore.
Kind of resetting.
It's not worth it anymore.
I like the awkward
You know, the great sleeping giant. Sleeping giant. All of a sudden, you wake up and make that kind of a statement. I love that. Why do you want to kill the awkwardness?
That is, you rock.
Mike, I haven't slept yet.
But look, you haven't, brother.
This is what's great about this format, and that's why people are like, what do? You do talk radio? Yes, we do talk radio, but we do honest talk radio. And we're able to talk about this. We're able to fight about this. We're able to hash it out. We're able to do something special.
Oscar, you want to take a phone call? Somebody's calling specifically for you. I have no idea. I will forewarn you. I do not know what this is, whether this is an agenda. I will cut it off if it's something you don't want.
Okay,
All right. Let's go to Sam in Woodbridge, Virginia. Sam, you're on the line with Oscar Santana. Go ahead.
Last call for passenger Oscar for Southwest Flight 727.
That's funny.
That's pretty damn good. I'm going to put you on hold. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt.
Pretty good.
That is very, very
now,
funny.
Now, when all this started, Chris came in, and I'm pretty sure he was going to give us our bonuses. So, Chris?
What's the plan? Nothing?
Now, listen, incidentally, as far as, like, since we're pointing some fingers here and since we're getting a little heated with this, from the man who came up with the concept, you deserve the credit for, and perhaps the blame, for coming up with this idea. This is from your brain, right? The idea that we would all do this today.
You like it? You like it over there?
I think the fact that there have been some fireworks, you know, there's a little sulfur here, and I think that's good, too. You know,
that's been great radio. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's great radio, but as I say to people sometimes great radio is, you know, it's great to listen to, and it's, you know why it's
sometimes
great to listen
it
to? It's great to listen to because you're not the two guys that are going at it. And you know what? It's great radio, but it ain't great for those guys at the moment. And
I'd rather be fighting than watching.
You would rather? Oh, I agree.
I'd rather fight than watch.
Be in the middle of it because then you know exactly what's going on with yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
I'd rather fight.
That's the way it goes. But, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot. I really am. You know, as the supervisor of all of us, because a lot of references were made to, I talked to the boss, I said this to the boss. I'm the first one that probably got in his kitchen a little bit because of the way I feel about, you know, committing to this type of thing and everybody committing to it. I will ask you, you know, what are your thoughts on that as far as doing the shows and being here? Because, you know, we've had some people say, hey, I think you make a commitment, everybody all for one, one for all. Some people say, hey, let's, you know, don't sweat it, don't worry about it. I'd like to know what you feel about it.
Honestly, for me, it came down to Oscar and I talked about it beforehand, and I knew how much it was going to cost him financially. And I know that the times that we're in, I didn't want to make that decision for him to cost him the $600 that it's going to end up costing him to fly out. It's as simple as that.
No, I'm not talking about the decision after that. You're talking when he came to you initially about this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, what's your question then?
No, I mean, I guess you've answered my question.
Okay.
It's a wrong effing answer.
All right. What answer did you want?
What if WJFK paid the $600?
What if? That is a great question.
Because he's already made the commitment now, you know?
I'm going to pay half of it, but WJFK is not going to pay a dime of it.
That's a joke.
Well, that's
I'll chip in 100.
I'm paying.
I'll chip in 100 too.
I'm in. I'll take it all.
No, I will.
Hold on. Now it's costing me money.
You didn't have to chip in.
Now get mad. All right, get mad.
Now I'm bitter.
Lurch.
That only leaves 100. I think EB can take care of it.
EB, do I got you for a Hunsky?
Oh, my God.
Whatever you want.
I told you I didn't even care.
You know what? I'll chip in some. I feel like I... Now he's going to make a profit.
I lit the fuse on this whole goddamn thing.
You should pay the 100.
But if, Oscar, if you buy a drink on the flight,
yes.
If you get a receipt,
yes.
I will compensate.
Well, you know what? I'm down. I don't think they give receipts. But you know what? I will say this is what a family's about. I do appreciate that. If we were at a round table, if we were at Thanksgiving dinner and this all went down, CK came to me between a break. He's like, look, man, that was real big of you. I'm going to take care of half your ticket. And then you guys step up and you help me take care of the rest. Because everybody knows, Chad and I still live paycheck to paycheck, correct? Yeah. So right, that's very cool of you guys.
Let me ask you, and Lurch, you always get the bum rap. You always get the bum rap. You know, hey, you know, you sent an email that said, you know, it was an honest email to everybody. I don't think anybody begrudges you that. But, you know, the fact is everybody's saying, what's the over-under on Lurch leaving and all that? Right. And, you know, you've hung in here for the whole show. I have no specific questions, but I'm curious. I'm curious about how you feel about the whole thing. You know, what is your
about
overall
this specific
the whole
issue?
Yeah, the whole thing, every element of it. I'm curious what your
about this specific
this
issue.
Specific issue. Yeah.
Well, if it was me, I'd be on my way to BWI. Of course. Actually, you were leaving at 4. You get 10 more minutes.
You know what?
He'd no, but I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. I don't understand why JP has to come in. Now I want to be involved.
I got a bone to pick with JP. Too,
I don't know why you want to come in and just pick that. I know you like the fight. I like the fight too. But why would you pick that bone? That was those two guys.
And I just told you before you came in, do not do that because it would cause a huge problem. Why would you do that?
I understand that because I felt bad for Oscar.
You have zero tact.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you tell him behind the scenes?
I felt bad for Oscar.
Why wouldn't you just tell him
because he still has time to go.
Can
I'll
tell
give
you
him $100.
Yeah, but they resolved it.
Can I tell you something? Who's as somebody who's been in a partnership like that, you feel bad for Oscar, the best thing you could do would be to not say anything. Because I've been in that situation. True. You know the situation.
Or you tell him behind the scenes, you don't have to stoke the fire.
Yeah, that.
You pull him aside and say, listen, I feel bad what happened to you, bro.
Because does that, how do you feel about it? I mean, I don't know if you feel the same way. Do you feel sometimes, hey, you're not helping my cause?
No. I honestly, and I could be wrong, but the personal way I feel, I thank JP for extending the olive branch. Saying, hey,
yeah, but that's not what
situation.
He did. I'm
gonna
no, that's not what he did.
And I got
he, JP wanted
for you,
he wanted,
but he wanted
yeah,
to get
he
it.
He wanted to
let
pick
me say,
pick
let, let me say this. His heart was in the right place.
No, it wasn't.
Just,
he's a no. dick.
It just wasn't the
JP
right timing.
Wanted to
it wasn't
pick
right
a
timing.
No, JP wanted to pick a fight. Believe me, I've known the guy for 35 years. JP came in and he got bored because he was stuffing a truck and he wanted to fight.
I love it though. I love it.
I know. I'll fight.
I feel bad for Oscar because I know what probably happened, and I'm going to guess is he got piled on.
You don't know what happened because you weren't here.
No, that's not fair because he didn't
I
get,
fought back.
As a matter of fact, he fought back, and everybody in this room, as soon as the two partners started going at it, everybody in this room laid completely low.
I was up front.
I was lighthearted about it, even though, as I said before, I kind of based it in reality. It's kind of really the way I felt, but really, you know, on the large scale of things, since Oscar's a friend, he would be a friend no matter what he did. But then it got heated. We all backed off, and that's what's
happened.
We let them
hash it out.
That happened when you were, you know, sleeping.
I got permission.
You did. And I said that.
It's all about permission this afternoon.
Frankly,
we've talked about that.
I was really surprised that JP was able to sleep because I hit a pee under the 20th mattress.
JP,
I
was
pee.
Nervous because I've heard stories about that couch, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
As long as you don't get it wet. It'll be okay.
Yeah, but hold on, JP. Here's what I don't understand. Why would you still stubbornly be on the plane? Like, he saw that... I'm sorry, I'm extending this because I like it. He saw...
That's right.
He saw
I like
that,
the discussion.
He saw that Chad was really bothered by it. He heard the other comments, and he came up to his own conclusion that, you know what? For the sake of everybody, for whatever reason, I think it's probably better for me to stay.
And as soon as he said that, I smacked my hand on the table. I said, that's a good call. Because I really thought at that particular time, with as upset as Chad was and hurt as Chad was, I thought that was the best possible call, and I was glad he made it.
Yeah, so why would you have a problem with him coming to that conclusion?
Fair enough. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Again,
I don't disagree with that.
And let me say, I just feel bad for him financially.
For him
financially, because my understanding is a $600 ticket. And prior to this deal, he was just eating it.
JP, if it was a true financial issue, he wouldn't go. He wouldn't be going in the first place. He can swing it. I believe he's broke. But if it was a true financial issue, he wouldn't have been on the bird in the first place.
No, but my point is, he bought a ticket a while back.
Right.
prior to us planning this
I've never
day.
Heard of such a thing where you
he's
can't
this guy's business. How is this any of his business? He wasn't even here, and you came in here hostile based on a summarization you made that you didn't even hear that's not true.
Because he JP came in here, he wanted to pick a fight. That's why.
That's fine. Do it with somebody else, man. I'm not your patsy. Pick the fight with somebody else.
Let me say this. I am so thankful for all the money you guys have given me now.
That is something to be thankful for.
Let me say this. You ain't seen 1 cent, really.
Yeah, how much do I owe you?
Who's giving them what?
I got 100 from Cakes. I got 100 from JP. I got 100 from you.
You got 500 from Cakes.
No, I said
I got
Hunsky.
I got 3 from CK.
Chris,
at the end of it, guess what? We have to break. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our first look at news with Buzz Burbank. Right. And we will continue this.
I think you
this.
Should go. I don't want to pay.
I'm having a good time. I don't know about you.
Now you want me to leave?
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be back right after these commercials.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.